Praise the Lord. Greetings, brothers and sisters, saints and friends. Welcome to another episode of Esther 414, Hadassah Speaks. I am your host, Hadassah, coming to the kingdom for such a time as this. The song and the intro song is I Believe It from John Reddick. So this is not going to be a long episode. It's just something that I wanted to share with you that I listened to a podcast the other day or watched a video of a podcast a few days ago where a young lady was in the mall and she was just asking random people a question. And so that question that she was asking is, do you believe or do you think that if you died, you would go to heaven or would you go to hell? So, of course, this is one of those evangelism questions and opens up an opportunity for you to share the gospel. That's one of those questions because people who are not believers, they really don't think about eternity. For the most part, when you were in the world, you really did not have eternity on your mind. Now, if somebody brought it up, if you were in church and you had the preacher kind of preaching along those lines, then you would probably think about where would I spend eternity. But on a day-to-day basis, people who have no relationship with Jesus Christ, they're not churchgoers, they're not hearing the word of God, they are not thinking about death. And they're not thinking about where their soul is going to spend eternity. So it's a question that will make you stop and think if someone presents that question to you. So it's a young girl who was asking the question. And she asked, you know, people from different races and different ages. I don't know what their backgrounds were, but I could see that there were some teenagers, you know, some in their early 20s, some older people that she would ask the question. Now, she did run across a couple of Christians who were sure of where or felt certain of where they were going. But the responses is what got me to thinking to just kind of do it or share or talk about it on my podcast, because you know, you just kind of take for granted that people have heard how to be sure that they would go to heaven. You kind of just assume that people know that if they're not living right, they're going to go to hell. But a lot of the people that this young girl asked that question are not Christians, but they believe that when they die, they're going to go to heaven. And I just find that interesting because I guess maybe because I had been in church as a child, I understood that and knew when I wasn't living right, I understood that if I died, I was going to go to hell. And again, that's probably because I had heard it somewhere in church. But fewer and fewer young people are being churched today. And as believers, we need to kind of keep that in the forefront of our mind. Now, there's always been a need for evangelism because, you know, the Bible tells us that the harvest is plenty. You know, they're the harvest, but we have few laborers. And it's even more plentiful now. That I think because the church attendance is dropping so much and families are changing and their values are changing. So these young people don't understand that they can't just go to heaven just because. And so this young girl asked a few people and they knew that they weren't believers, but they said that, you know, I'm going to go because I'm a good person. So I heard that about three times. I'm a good person. And I don't do, one was like, well, I don't murder anybody, you know. I don't do everything right, but I'm not as bad as people who are murdering and doing all these, you know, evil things. So she felt like that, you know, because her sins weren't as bad as murder, that she would go to heaven. Then it was a young, probably a middle-aged guy who was saying that he's a good person. He gives to charity. He's always trying to feed the hungry. He's doing all these charitable things. And so therefore, that would buy him an entrance into heaven. And another person's like, I don't even really think about it. You know, it's a religious thing that I don't think about. Then, of course, you got those who don't believe that they're, that anybody goes to hell. So, you know, but she wasn't going to go anywhere. I guess she was just going to sleep. So I think it's important for us to understand, how do you know, how can you be sure that you are going to go to heaven when you die? So the Holy Spirit, you know, kind of seals that. We are sealed. When we accept Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit comes and takes residence in us, that is our assurance. Our spirit, God's spirit confirms with our spirit that we are his. And if we are his, then when we die, we're going to go to heaven. But doing good works without Jesus Christ, that's in vain. Now, the good works are going to help the people that you're helping. Lord knows you're blessing them with your charitable giving and all of these wonderful things that you're doing. But doing all of that work without faith in Jesus Christ is for nothing. Because you have to have faith before you have the works. Okay? So I need to have faith and I need to have works to go with that faith. But we are saved by faith in Jesus Christ and in the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross for us. So we have to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We have to repent of our sins and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Once we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then we are his. We are children of God, and if we die, we're going to go to heaven. But we have to obey him. Once we accept him by faith as our Lord and Savior, we have to live a life that's pleasing to him. That's a life of holiness. So we're going to pursue holiness, obedience to his commandments. Accept him in our heart. Repent, accept him in our hearts, and obey him. We love the Lord with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and we love our neighbor as ourselves. All those commandments, those two commandments, encompass all of the other commandments that are given by God. So I have to love the Lord with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love my neighbor as myself. If I love my neighbor as myself, then I'm not going to do anything ill or harmful to my neighbor. If I love my neighbor like I love myself, then I'm not going to do anything to hurt my neighbor or to mistreat my neighbor. And I'm loving the Lord with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, then I'm going to be obeying him. Because he said, if you love me, then you will obey me. If you love me, you will obey me. So I can say all day long with my tongue, with my mouth, that I love the Lord. But if I'm being disobedient, I'm lying and the truth is not in me. If I don't love my neighbor, then I'm breaking God's commandment. If I don't obey God, I'm breaking God's commandments. Okay? So I can do all the most wonderful works in the world loving my neighbor. But if I'm disobeying his commands, then I'm not loving him. So I'm still in sin. And don't matter how many people I feed, don't matter how many people I shelter, how many people I clothe, I'm still going to go to hell. Still going to go to hell because I have not accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. You must repent of your sins. You must accept the Lord as your Lord and Savior. And you must obey him. That is how we go to heaven when we die. I can't work myself into heaven. I can't buy myself into heaven. And I can't hope myself into heaven. Okay, so I just want to make sure we put that out there. You can share this with some people who may not understand. But if we go to Romans, let's go to the scripture real quick before we end this, because I said it was going to be a quick one. But that's just something that was on my heart after listening to those young people, mostly the young people who don't have an understanding. And I'm realizing that because they're not churched anymore. And that's why they don't have that. That's why they're walking in that ignorance. But I want to help us get out of that ignorance. So you can share this with your people. that are not sure, your family members who may not be sure. But we're going to go to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. And it says, let's go and start at verse 1. Romans chapter 10, verse 1. It says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth these things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith," and that's the one that we're in now, because we're not under the Mosaic law. So we're under the righteousness which is by faith. Verse 6, "But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend to heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth the word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That is Romans 10, 13. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So we're going to confess with our mouth. We're going to believe in our heart that God raised him from Jesus Christ from the dead. And we're going to be saved. And once we believe that, what will be evidence of our belief is that we are obeying him. Okay? So I hope that helps. Once again, if somebody has some questions on how to know if they're going to heaven, share this podcast. Until next time, grace and peace.